Okay, so I haven't made a podcast in a while, but let's talk about how things are fucked up. So, with money, let's use that as the number one example. I don't know if you can hear the shower in the background. I hope you can't, but I was thinking about this earlier, and it kind of made sense, and I'm like, hey, I should make a podcast about that, and then, like, a whole month rolled by, and I just never did it, so here it is. Money is kind of fucked up in a lot of ways, because you have to think, this is how I think, this is, like the immediate, like, startup, people, there has to be a perfect way for every single person to be happy in their own way, while everyone else is being happy, whether the population is greatly decreased and there's only like a couple thousand people, and way more than a couple thousand people are extremely happy on Earth right now, but obviously that can't happen in today's world other than like a genocide, you know, if you want to pull a Hitler on everybody, but that's besides the point. So yeah, I think you heard the Netflix. I don't think the phone could pick up that Netflix dun-dun. But I think money has corrupted people in ways that they aren't able to see. Like, you have to think they... See, now I have to exit out of Netflix, because if I leave it on one, like, thing, like, one little square of a show or a movie, then it's gonna start playing a trailer, and I can't have that in the background. But, yeah, like, with money, there's no way, if you have, like, a currency, an economy, and a place, there's no way everybody can be happy. It's literally impossible. Just think about it. Someone has to work. Okay, so they have to work. Someone has to do these shitty jobs. Already off the bat, you're fucked up. So not everybody can be happy with an economy or capitalism, basically, is what I'm saying. With communism, it's worse. Socialism, I don't know about that. We would all have to be robots to really fit that critique right there. And no one's a robot, so that's why socialism doesn't work. Oh, God, but, yeah. With what I was saying, money is really the true evil, along with, like... I want to say along with religion and ignorance, but when I say religion, I mean the ignorance involved in religion, not religion itself. Religion has actually caused a lot of peacefulness in the world. It's also caused a lot of deaths. Like, literally, many wars, many deaths. But, you know, we're gonna focus on the peacefulness. It's caused a lot of greatness. And religion can be a route for everyone to be happy. Obviously, money isn't, because people have to work, and there has to be someone that doesn't have enough money so someone else can have a lot of money. Or everyone would be rich, but then again, okay, so if everyone was rich, you know, everyone would be happy. But then the price of everything would shoot up, and then supply and demand would be all fucked up, and inflation and the 60s through 70s would happen again, and all the prices would rise. I think, was it the 60s and 70s, or 70s and 80s? I was literally reading about it in my history textbook today in school. It said 60s and 70s, heavy inflation, or some shit like that. Either way, inflation did happen in the 90s. Not 90s, 1900s, so you get what I mean. Because shit used to be like a couple cents, and then in the 1900s, and then in the 2000s, it's literally like a million times more. Like, a milkshake used to be a couple cents, and now it's like fucking $7. That's like .3 times whatever to make 7. Actually, I'm gonna try that right now. Let's see, calculator. Okay, we're just gonna go with like 3 cents for like a really good milkshake. 0.3. No, you have to start with 7. Let's say 7.50. That's like a normal smoothie. Divided by 0.03. That's times 250. Inflation over 250. That's not even exact numbers. Like, I could be wrong. It could be lower or higher, but you get the gist of what I'm saying. So, with money, is all I'm saying, is not everyone can be happy. So how can everyone be happy? Well, okay, one way, I just ordered food from Graffiti Junction. Oh shit, it's gonna be here soon. I'm gonna have to end this podcast. Unless you guys wanna wait for like 5 seconds. Okay, 13 minutes. But I'll just end it and then start a new one. But with religion is a way for everyone to be happy. But then everyone will have to be closed-minded and not that curious. So that wouldn't work because there's too many intelligent people out there. And I'm not saying if you're intelligent, then you're not religious. I'm just saying that very curious people, it's hard for them to be religious because you have like, oh my god, a lightning bolt stroke. It must be God. And then like, you get into science and you're like, well, I mean, weather patterns shown that it was going to strike there like 3 weeks ago because the clouds and the way they form. But, you know, God too and all that. So, yeah. Or like, no, I had this one girl tell me like, oh, my leg hurt. And then I prayed to God and he heals it. He does that with everything. And I was thinking in my head, I was like, well, I mean, like, that's just kind of what your leg does, like, over time, it heals itself, that's what cells naturally do, with literally everything in your body except your eyes, well, and your hair, depending on how damaged your hair is, but that's just your hair itself, not the actual roots, unless you, like, bleach your roots, but that's hair, not skin. So, yeah, she, like, it was just felt sore or whatever, and then she prayed. It's not like she broke any actual bones, like, she prayed and it felt better. And I was thinking, like, yeah, but, like, it would have happened anyway. And it's, I mean, like, you can't prove religion wrong, but you also can't prove religion right. So, there's no way you can actually go about this conversation without being wrong or misinterpreting something. So religion is just an impossible way for everyone to be happy right off the bat. So religion is off the charts, and money is, and when I say like when off the charts, like I mean like a whole society living in the way of religion, like with money be capitalism and how we live, and with religion it'd be everyone praying and being nice and like somehow without involving an economy and like a job and everything, you somehow sustain yourself with food and everyone does the same and you're just kind of content with your life, which heavy Christians back then actually used to do because not gluttony, what's it called, the seven deadly sins, yeah, greed, okay, because greed is, it wasn't very technical, it was just kind of like, don't be greedy, so that could stem from not giving a piece of bread to someone, or not giving like thousands of your dollars or gold coins, whatever they used back then, to like a homeless guy or whatever, just because you have it on you, and technically you don't need all that, you just need bread and rice and water and then you're all good. You actually don't even need, you just need one type of food, or just food in general, just any food will suffice. But yeah, that's kind of technicality, and that's what I was talking about with curious people. Like, curious people fucking suck with religion. That's why it's so hard for me to wrap my head around, because like I'm very technical, and it's so hard to be technical with religion because everything is like exactly what the seven deadly sins, don't be greedy is one of them, or greed, like just greed is on there, but that means don't be greedy. So like it's so hard to like, that's what she said, it's so hard to like quantify that or like tell someone that without you guys being on the same page, because perception is the big thing that I want to talk about too, but I'm not going to right now because it's a long conversation. But yeah, perception fucks it up a lot, fucks up like with religion and a lot of things. But anyways, religion off the table, no one can be happy with, or not everybody on earth can be happy with religion. The only way I believe every single person could be happy with either capitalism or just any form of government that involves money circulation and or religion, well, with religion involving that, which would make it a lot more complicated because then you involve greed rather than growing your food in your own backyard and just raising a family and then dying and then keeping the population at like a couple thousand, maybe 10,000, then like, you know, you're fine. But when you get to like a whole bunch of people like we are now, like 7.5, it's over 7.5 billion, there's a lot of things that could pop up that you're gonna have to choose like what to do and how to act. And you're not going to be happy with those decisions. So that's why if we had like just only like a couple thousand people on Earth, then everyone would be happy because then there wouldn't be as many people causing as many problems. Now, if you had like a Hitler born within that thousand, and then they just kind of lived in their tribe or their own modern city or however, whichever time era you're in, then like, yeah, things could be bad, but as long as no one has any like severe mental illnesses that would cause them to cause such harm on people, then like, you know, it really would be fine, but that's impossible. Actually, it's a whole other thing. No matter what society you live in, whether it's like totally religious based or totally based off, I don't know how to say it. I don't want to say based off money a little bit, like based off just like working and then going to sleep and then working and then going to sleep and then eating. Well, you eat throughout all that, but whatever, you know what I mean. It's hard to like actually, shit, I forgot what I was saying. God damn it. Okay, anyways, so yeah, let's backtrack. World population, everyone will be happy. Oh yeah, mental illnesses. So that's something we can't prevent. Mental illnesses or psychopaths or people that aren't able, well, that is a psychopath actually, people that aren't able to feel remorse. That actually is the exact definition, and I want to see if I'm right. People who can't feel remorse. P or PSY. I don't know how to spell it. I'd be amazed if I spell. Oh, I did spell it right the first time. PSYCHO. And then PATH. A person suffering from chronic mental disorder with abnormal or violent social behavior. An unstable or aggressive person. I mean, yeah, they can be aggressive, but some are sociopath, is that the one that lack of consciousness? Oh wow, that's a topic I want to talk about. I'm gonna screenshot that and put that in my notes. My notes. Yeah, because I have like a whole list of topics I want to talk about. But it's really hard to get to that because I'm lazy and they require not research because I don't do jack shit. Just a lot of time to think about things. How do I add a photo on notes? Is it this? I think it's this. No, that's a share button. Oh, here it is. And then photo library. Okay. So, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, mental illnesses get in the way of a whole bunch of shit because, like, even if you think religiously, like, why would God put someone on this earth just to fucking kill everyone? Or just to suffer in that mental illness or make other people suffer? Like, it just doesn't make any sense. So, that kind of messes everything up. Oh, my food's almost here. Wow, it's. Oh my god. Wait. Oh, okay, because like the map messed up and they like went into. It looks like they were in a neighborhood and I thought they were trying to go through the neighborhoods to reach my house, but like they don't connect at all. There's like a huge river separating it. I'm gonna end this and then continue this conversation when I'm done eating.